Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Alrighty, good morning. Welcome aboard. Time to rock and roll and have some fun. I am prepared. I hope you are out there in Dolphins Nation. It is a beautiful Sunday. The Finns are in London. We are ready to rock, and at a earlier time than normal, of course, because we're out here at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes, and I got Sean Stanley by my side as always, and we are ready for a delicious breakfast. We're ready for Tua's return. And we are ready for a Dolphin victory, bro. We need a Dolphin victory in a bad way. Thank you all for joining us. Joe Shad will be joining us in about 15 minutes with our American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins weekly report. We'll get his thoughts. He is in London, so he will, of course, join us and give us the latest from London as the boys get ready. I am psyched. I'm jacked. I was at Canesware yesterday. I got my new lid. I've been wanting this hat for a while. I've seen this hat. I've seen some Dolphin fans wearing this hat, and but they have it with the old and the new logo. But I need it, of course. You know me. I'm old logo all the way till the end of time, baby. And I was able to get it yesterday, and it's such a sweet lid, man. So good stuff there at Canesware. So we are ready. I got my Tua jersey on. So I got my new lid. I got my Tua jersey. I got my Iron Maiden headsets. I up the irons, baby. I am ready to rock. All right. So let's hope that the boys can get it done and get that victory, because we all know what it means to win today. I mean, it ends the suffering. Right. And by the way, the weekend has been full of suffering because the Canes lost yesterday, and in, you know, classic fashion, the way they lost, the Inter Miami CF squad got absolutely throttled by Columbus. The only thing that's been good so far this weekend has been the Panthers, who absolutely kicked the Islanders' ass last night, 5-1. That was awesome, man. That was fantastic. Sam Bennett with the hat trick and everything in that one. So we've had a little bit of good news. So we need this to kind of wrap up the weekend. And really, in the end, we all know that a win is great for all of us. It's great to get back on track and to kind of get past the losing, and hopefully it's a turn for the better. But more than anything else, the return of Tua for me is a celebration, because I'm not one of the Dolph fans that has given up on the season, given up on Flo, given up on Greer, given up on Tua. I still have hope that we can make this something that matters. And there's no doubt that if Tua can go out today and lead them to a victory and play well, that is actually going to lay the groundwork for all of us to feel a little better about this season, okay? Maybe it's not so much about the playoffs and a championship, but it's about some of the other things that they need to build in order to get to the point of being a perennial playoff team and a champion. You got to get a quarterback. And so it would be really, really nice. You know, this could be a game where, if you get some good signs from Tua, that'd be fantastic. If the offensive line can actually play even better than they did last week, then all of a sudden now you're making progress on the offensive line, something that has been obviously a sore spot for a long, long, long time. You know what I'm saying? So, what's it called? We'll see if the boys can get it done, and hopefully we'll enjoy at least watching the team progress some, which is really, really important. You know what I'm saying? So let's hope that that's the case. and hopefully we'll feel like they're making some kind of progress, because I think that's been the most frustrating thing for all of us as Dolphin fans. It's, you know, 25 years of everybody telling you they're going to rebuild, and everybody telling you they're going to build a winner, and everybody telling you that, you know, Jimmy started it by saying we're going to be special, and he never made him special. And everybody else has tried to follow up to try to make him special, and they have failed to make him special. So it's hard to sell the future. You know, yesterday I was reading a quote from one of the players from the University of Miami, and it reminded me a lot of the Miami Dolphins. And he was saying, well, you know, all we got to do is, you know, stay focused and keep playing hard. We're just a couple of plays away. And that's the kind of stuff that the Dolphin, you know, franchise has been selling to fans for a while. Hey, we're just a couple players away. We're just a couple plays away. And they haven't been. And neither is the University of Miami. And so it's tough to sell the future. You know, like a Lions fan, you can't sell the future to a Lions fan. Last week when Dan Campbell was on the podium saying, well, we're going to be better for this, dropping to 0-5, you're a Lions fan and been watching for half a century the team be terrible and never get it done. Nobody can sell you the future anymore at this point. And I think that's kind of the problem right now for the Miami Dolphin Nation and for Hurricanes Nation, is they have trouble believing in you selling the future. And that's why today it's imperative that we see some kind of progress from Tua, some kind of progress from the offensive line, because you want to feel like they can make some progress. Now, you watch the Heat, and that's an organization that's constantly evolving, changing the dynamics of the team, the structure of the team, and then they work to have success at different levels. And so you watch it with the Heat, and they're able to overcome. So when the Heat tells you something, you believe it. It's different because there's credibility behind it. There's a track record behind it. And right now, the University of Miami football team has no track record, and the Miami Dolphins has no track record. The Panthers are on the brink of selling that to you now. You know, because you can, it's tangible. You can see they're really good. You can see that if they get a goalie, it's over, dude. They can compete for a Stanley Cup. That's how crazy it is, because we all know they only have to overcome one team. That's Tampa. And if they're good enough to beat Tampa, they're good enough to beat anybody in the world. And if Bob is playing like he played last night, like he played the first two games, because he actually played pretty good the other night too. And if you get that goalie, then you got a shot at actually doing something. So the Panthers, it becomes more tangible. And they had the same problem that the Dolphins are currently in, that the Canes are in. I'm not even going to mention the Marlins, because the Marlins can't even sell you any kind of hope whatsoever. So that doesn't really matter. But that's the challenge now. And that's the frustrations for fans. It's hard for them to believe hope. The hopium. They give you the hopium, you know, and they're hoping that you get hooked on the hopium. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're believing, you know. And right now, there's only one franchise that can sell you hope, that can sell you the future, and that's the Miami Heat. Panthers are working on that. But the Dolphins, man, the only way you can sell it now, it's not by talking about it. It's not by saying you're closer. It's not by playing a close game. It's not by, you know, in what's it called? Coming up short in several games and playing tough. No, no, no. It's about results now. You got to win, man. Got to win. That's the only way. You have to win. And today, this is the game. You got to beat the Jags. And there's no excuses whatsoever. By the way, we're out here at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. The doors will open at 9 a.m., so you've got plenty of time. You still got an hour and 20 minutes till we open the doors. So you got plenty of time to come on over and join us. We got an amazing breakfast lined up for all of you out there when you get here. Of course, you can have your regular Sports Grill classics, right? So if you want to have some wings, you can have them. You can have some delicious burgers. You can have a brewski if you want. But if you're in the mood for a French toast or some chicken and waddles, because that's what they're called today, they're chicken and waddles, not waffles, they're waddles. Delicious, by the way. Sean and I had the whole gamut of it on Wednesday, and it was awesome, dude. They're going to have cornbread. They're going to have jalapeno cornbread. They'll have regular maple syrup. They'll have a maple honey jalapeno syrup that they have created here. What else am I missing? Huh? I did. Two and grits. That's right. Two and grits. Shrimp and grits. We would call it two and grits because two is kind of shrimpy. So since he's short, so it's two and grits. We got that going on. What's that? What else? That's right. Steak and eggs. That's right. Yeah. Mac and cheese balls. The mac and cheese balls were amazing. S'mores that are just awesome. So, you know, you're going to absolutely love the breakfast that we've got lined up for you. So come on out here. Enjoy the breakfast. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the win. And then you can take off with your friends, family members, fellas, whatever. Go back home and watch the rest of the games and relax. Although something tells me that this afternoon, after you're hanging out with us and a terrific breakfast and a win by the Dolphins, you're going to feel like Thanksgiving in the afternoon when the tryptophan kicks in and you're falling asleep during that last NFL game. Yeah, I think something like that may end up happening. You know what I'm saying? So come on out here, man, to Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. Doors will open at 9 a.m., so looking forward to meeting a lot of you out there and seeing some of you out there come on out here. And I appreciate, by the way, Sean and I really appreciate it. And on behalf of all the people at Sports Grill, for the first 5 weeks that you guys have showed up here to Miami Lakes, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. So we got to keep this thing going. And this is something that we'd like to develop a little tradition here. Even though they don't do it every year, I thought they did it a lot more often, by the way. But even though they don't do it every year, but when they go to London and we have these kind of games, we can have these kind of little get-togethers and have a breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. You know? Who knows? Maybe down the line, you know what I'm saying? For 1 o'clock games, you could probably down the line create a little buffet breakfast every Sunday for people to come on in, sit down, eat their breakfast, enjoy the Dolphin game. Yeah, who knows? Maybe we can turn that into a little bit of a tradition, but this is something that is really cool where we don't get to do a lot of these morning games. And as Dolphin fans, we get to come together. And today's a celebration type of day because we get Tua back, which is a beautiful thing. I love that. So we get Tua in and we'll feel a lot better. Where the hell is Joe? I thought he was calling in. Okay. All right. So we'll get him in a couple minutes. I thought I understood 40. That's what I understood on that thing. So, yeah. So, all right. Anyway, so Dolphins marketing department tried to sell me on season tickets, and I told them as soon as they can produce a product on the field that can win and is worth watching, I will buy them. I mean, they've got to understand stuff like that and responses like that. I don't blame Chris for thinking that way. The Vanguards of Manhood says Dolphin fans should ask themselves the question, what trade value does Tua have in the NFL? Second, third rounder at best, similar to Josh Rosen. Right now, I'm not thinking of stupid things like that. You know, somebody that's not a Dolphins fan is only saying stupid shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, on a day like today, I'm not thinking about stuff like that. I'm thinking about Tua succeeding, about protecting Tua, and to a developing into a franchise guy for the team. That's what I'm thinking of. Not thinking of trading him at this point in time. All right. Darren Lee says, Hopium Cowboy is the play on the documentary Cocaine Cowboy, told the story of the rise of cocaine in Miami, how the city was built. Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate it. All right, let's take a quick break. And it's not really a break. It's really the open for Joe Shad and the American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins report.
Dolphins fans, buckle up. It's time for the American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins Report with Joe Shad. When you're ready to purchase a new home or refinance the one you have, American Dream Lending will make sure your loan experience is easy with fast approvals and quick closings. Call them at 786-802-1727 or online at adreamlending.com. Here's Joe Shad with today's edition of the American Dream Lending Report.
There he is, straight from London. It is Joe Shad. Joe, enjoyed the article with all the fans and the London fans reacting. Martin is actually a guy that's on our chat board a lot here and watching the show. Martin Leiden, one of the guys that you had in your article. But it's not surprising to see that the frustrations across the pond are the same as the ones here in our backyard in the United States.
Yeah, Big O, I was surprised at how passionate the fan base for the Dolphins and the Jaguars are here in England. These fans are very knowledgeable. They ask really smart questions when I engage them both on social media and also in person at the pubs or on the street or going to take one of my many COVID tests. I ran into people from other countries too, you know, Germany, Italy, France. I saw a Lynn Bowden jersey here. How does someone in Europe end up with a Lynn Bowden jersey? I don't know, but it's kind of neat. You know, there's a lot of complications related to traveling over here, but it is a cool experience.
Yeah. They're a lot smarter about our football than we are about their football, actually, to be honest with you.
And I had a lot of fun. I went to my first ever Premier League game. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel picked up tickets for the Liverpool game. And it was a road game for Liverpool, but we saw a bunch of Liverpool goals scored right in front of us. It was cool.
Did you get into the Liverpool chant?
No, because we weren't in the Liverpool section. It was interesting that 90% of the stadium was the opposing crowd, but they were silent. They didn't sing anything. And then in a little sliver of the corner, the Liverpool crowd was just singing the whole time.
Right.
It was so interesting. It was, you know.
Yeah. Passion is crazy for that sport, man, worldwide. We're not there yet. But, the world is way ahead of us when it comes to that sport. There's no doubt about that. All right. So the return of Tua, Joe. I mean, it's really hard because they don't give you so much access to the team, so you don't really get to see the whole practice. I'm hoping that if they're playing him, it's not because he's limited in anything he can do out there.
He looked fine in what we saw about an hour and a half outside of London in the countryside of Ware. It was just a crazy scene. He looked fine. You know, he admitted to us that he's not 100%. And there's no way he would say that unless he was experiencing a reasonable amount of pain. He's going to wear the flak jacket, an enhanced flak jacket. I didn't realize that he actually broke his ribs despite wearing a flak jacket. So it's a pretty big hit to break your ribs even though you were wearing a flak jacket. And he's going to. It appears as though he's going to be without another weapon here, Big O. I noticed that Preston Williams was working with the group of players who are most often inactive. Devontae Parker was on a bike, so we know that Tua won't have Devontae Parker. It appears he will not have Preston Williams. We know he will not have Will Fuller. So Hunter Long maybe gets a shot. It appears as though he'll be dressed this week after being a recent scratch. I also noticed that Noah Igbinoghene appears poised to dress, as he was not working with the group of players who are most often inactive. I'm not suggesting that Igbinoghene would start in place of Xavier Howard, but that's certainly an option if Jonathan Coleman or Nick Needham don't go well. Imagine though, if Igbinoghene goes from the scrap heap and the inactive list to the starting lineup.
Well, hey, listen, the way Justin Coleman's played, I have no problem playing Igbinoghene. I'd rather find out about something that has a future than something that's been an absolute detriment to this team since he actually took the field. What they see in Justin Coleman, I have no idea.
Well, they're paying him $2 million.
Huh?
They're paying him $2 million, so they wanted to give him a chance. to beat out Nick Needham, didn't get it done. Credit to Nick Needham. I agree with you. Igbinoghene probably would play just as well as Justin Coleman. You know what? I would love to see it. Let's see it, right? Where you're in a different country. DJ Chark, I think, is the Jaguars' best receiver. He's out, so yeah. You can still have Byron Jones cover Marvin Jones, and then maybe put Igbinoghene on, I forget, the Jaguars' third receiver, whoever it is.
Keelan Cole or whatever it is, yeah. Or I'm not sure. Is it him? Now I'm forgetting, actually.
There's another guy. It doesn't matter, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. All right, so the other thing that I obviously I'm concerned about, they can run the ball, dude. Miami can't stop the run. So I would imagine that him and Lawrence, both Robinson and Lawrence, have a nice clip per carry. So I would imagine the Dolphin defense is ready for them to attack them on the ground a lot.
Yeah, Big O, listen, we love Jerome Baker as a person and as a player, but he needs to be better, especially against the run. It's crazy, man. Talking to these British fans, they all wanted to know, like, where's Jerome Baker been? Why isn't Jerome Baker making more plays? What happened to Jerome Baker? And, you know, again, these fans are educated. They see that he's missed a few tackles, that he's taken a few poor paths to the ball carrier, that he's had some trouble shedding blocks. Again, we love Jerome Baker as a person and a player. He's fast. He's a good pass rusher. But the Dolphins linebackers need to be better against the run today because Robinson is a load. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, Cole's not even on the roster. It's Chenault is right. The third Chenault. Guy. And they have Tavon Austin, too, on that team. And Tyron Johnson is the other guy, too, that they'll use here. So those are the guys you'll see, actually, on the field. So, yeah, I'm expecting them to use Robinson and obviously Lawrence a lot. And this has been a weakness of theirs. Now, when you were talking about Jerome Baker, let me run something by you. So Jones is not playing well at corner. X is not playing well at corner. Baker's not playing well at linebacker. We know several rookies aren't really, or second-year players haven't really played well either. And then I'm watching the Lions, and they got a guy named Charles Harris, who a lot of people, when he was here, said he should be playing at linebacker. And yet now he's playing linebacker for the Lions and has 4 sacks. And so I'm starting to wonder here, is it the people picking the personnel or is it more about coaches are not getting the max and not figuring out how to use players because they cut those 2 offensive linemen, Flowers and Emmanuel or whatever the guy's name is, and they're both contributing to other teams and playing better than your current linemen. So I'm just wondering what the hell is going on the coaching side when I'm watching people, all kinds of people, either disappoint or players that leave from here and are excelling in other places.
As it relates to Charles Harris, you know, Matt Burke was the defensive coordinator at that time. Obviously, he's not here. And it should be fairly noted that at the end, the Dolphins did try to give Harris an opportunity as a stand-up pass rusher. You know, I don't believe that Charles Harris will ever be a very good NFL player. I think that was a bad pick. But your point in general about coaching, I think I noted this the last time we were together, the Dolphins linebackers coach, Anthony Campanile, he missed the last 2 games due to COVID protocols, or at least 2 recent games due to COVID protocols. That certainly didn't help. Josh Poyer, never a guy to pass the buck. He says, I need to be better. I need to put these guys in a better position. And kudos to him because clearly he does need to do a better job. And I'm sure Brian Flores is heavily involved in those decisions too. So, I mean, listen, Igbinoghene, bad pick unless somehow, whether it's for the Dolphins or someone else, he ends up becoming at least an average NFL starter. You know, so look, I understand your point about coaching. It needs to be better. But the Dolphins coaching staff has also done a really nice job developing some under-the-radar players. Nick Needham, Andrew Van Ginkel, Zach Sealer.
Well, where is
Van Ginkel? Have it both ways.
Where is Van Ginkel?
He needs to be better. He was better last year than he's been this year, and he needs to make a bigger impact on the pass.
Why did it take him 5 weeks to pass to Gaskins out of the backfield? You know, that's stuff that My ass was saying this for the last 5 weeks. Pass the Gaskins and Ahmed out of the backfield because they can create mismatches. And they don't week in and week out until last week. And this is in hindsight. I've been saying it on the pregame show week after week after week. Get those guys involved. There's a lot of things, dude. It's not just the linebackers coach missing. The two starting corners that you're paying a boatload of money, they're playing like dog crap overall. I mean, you look at, there's a lot of things going. Gesicki's underused up until the last week here.
He was targeted seven times in the last game. I mean, listen, you know, just because something's obvious to us, just to be honest, usually when something is obvious to us, it becomes obvious to the coaches. If it's get Devontae Parker the ball more, get Mike Gesicki the ball more, why isn't Myles Gaskin playing? I mean, obviously they had their reason. They didn't just not target these guys or not throw to these guys because they thought that it was, you know, they thought they had a good plan. They thought they had a good idea. And obviously, hey, look, at least the Dolphins have a simplified offense at this time relative to cutting out Charlie Fry. They're going directly from George Godsey to Tua Tagovailoa, and that should help. All right, we know who to blame, or we know who to credit. The Dolphins come out with three touchdowns today. Let's give credit to George Godsey. If they come out and get shut out, we know who to blame. George Godsey.
Yeah, it took him forever to move Austin Jackson to guard, too. I mean, it just...
Well, I don't know about forever. There's three games.
There's a lot of stuff going on with this team on the coaching side that I there's a lot of things I can question. All right, we'll wrap it up with this. What's the prediction? What do you got going on today? Who wins and how?
Well, I made my prediction in the Palm Beach Post prior to the knowledge that Xavier Howard, Devontae Parker, and Preston Williams would all be out. So the prediction that I made in the newspaper was 34 for the Dolphins and 0 for the Jaguars, 34-0. I would adjust that at this time. And I get the chance to do that with you here. So I'll adjust it to 28-14 Dolphins. Dolphins still cover. Dolphins still will win handily. I just don't know about that 34-0 score. All four Jacksonville Jaguars reporters picked the Jaguars. They said that this is, if they're going to win any game, this is the game. And that fascinates me, the perception of the Dolphins.
All right, whatever you do, since you are there in London, don't shake hands with Urban Meyer. You don't know where those fingers have been. Okay?
I hear you, brother. Be
all
well.
Right, baby.
See you soon.
There you go. That's the American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins Weekly Report with the one and only Joe Shad. Follow him on Twitter at ShadJoe.
When you're ready to purchase a new home or refinance the one you have, American Dream Lending will make sure your loan experience is easy with fast approvals and quick closings. With many loan programs and competitive rates, now is the time to turn your dreams into reality. Ask about special financing for veterans. They never charge an application fee and you will work directly with one of their experienced loan professionals. Stop dreaming and contact American Dream Lending today, 786-802-1727 or online at adreamlending.com.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
This is the Big O Show.
There's many ways to support our program, from subscribing and liking the show to visiting our terrific sponsors. Another way is using Cash App. If you would like to donate to the show and help us grow, download Cash App and search Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. We appreciate your support as we continue to build the best sports show on the planet for South Florida sports fans. Support the Big O Show by using Cash App and donate to Cash Big O Show. Thank you for your incredibly loyal support.
This is the Big O Show.
There's no need to drive around South Florida wasting valuable time looking for a new or certified pre-owned Acura. Go to the number one volume sales dealership in the Southeast United States, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Purchase with pace and space in a dealership tailored to your needs. From home buying to providing that personal touch, contact the 2020 Satisfaction Award winner, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. 888-776-5123. That's 888-776-5123. Or visit them at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Welcome back. We are coming to you live, baby, from beautiful Sports Grill here in Miami Lakes.
Give me a little more volume on my headsets, please.
We are out here, of course, doing our pregame show, getting ready for a delicious breakfast. We are going to open up the doors at 9 a.m. All right. So if you're somewhere in the South Broward area, North Dade area, and you don't know where to go see the game, Sports Grill here in Miami Lakes is going to be open. We're right off of 154th and the Palmetto. We open right at 9 a.m. so you can come on in, sit down with your friends, family members, and the fellas, and then order your breakfast. Hey, listen, if you want to order any of the great Sports Grill classics, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely do that too. Not a problem. You know, if you want to order your, what is it, your barbecue teriyaki, what is it? What is your special barbecue teriyaki garlic, right? How is it again?
Special grilled barbecue garlic.
There you go. You can order those too. Okay. I know he always throws like all these combos. You know what I mean? I'm playing Jane. You just give me special grilled wings and I can eat those things every single day for the rest of my life, dude. I could just, you know, Sports Grill wings for me. That's it. That's all I need. And I tell you, hey, you need any sauce? No, dude, these things are perfect. You need a damn Sports Grill sauce and you're done. It's over.
You know, we've been here a lot and we eat a lot when they're yelling out your order to you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Wrap is another thing I eat a lot. And they're like, hey, you want your wrap? Yeah. You know it, baby. So come on out here to Sports Grill, man, in Miami Lakes. We're going to be out here all morning into the early afternoon. Let's go over the inactives for the Miami Dolphins today. Reed Sinnott, Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Byron Jones, Xavien Howard, Greg Little, Adam Shaheen. Adam Shaheen is always injured, dude. And they barely use him. I got to tell you something. There is, I'm tired of all these injured players. Adam Shaheen is always banged up. Preston Williams. You know what, dude? I'm just getting to the point where I'm done with Preston. He tempts you. He's got great abilities, but there's always an injury with the guy now. You know, I gave him a break on the second injury because I thought they rushed him. But now you're going to start with more injuries, and now you are out of your both starting corners. So it's X and Byron Jones out. So Noah Igbinoghamy is going to get playing time today. He will play today. Noah, 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 Noah. Hey, listen, I get it. Some of you might be a little nervous. I, on the other hand, I want to be a little bit excited about it. You know why? Maybe this is the day that Noah actually starts making some plays and the light goes on. I mean, it would be, listen, today could be a day where you end up getting the victory. Tua plays well. The O-line does a serviceable job. And Noah Igbinoghamy makes a play or two. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, I will. You won't be able to contain me if that happens. So this will be interesting. Now, this is an interesting twist to this game. Because now you're officially out of your starting corners. The other question I ask myself is, Greg Little must be very unimpressive because he is always inactive. And it's not like
they've got these tackles that are, you know, 10-year pillars of stability or something. You know what I'm saying? So you would figure that a guy like Greg Little, who's a high draft pick, not a draft pick that gets high. No. A high draft pick, right, in the second round. We had a draft pick that got high in Laremy Tunsil. We traded him away. What the hell's going on? Anyway, no, seriously. You wonder about Greg Little. It's like, wow, you really don't impress at all because you're never active. And even if they have any issues, they're not starting you or anything like that. It's weird. So Reed Sinnott, inactive. Also, that tells you that Jacoby Brissett has got to be pretty healthy. Right? And so, wow. So Sinnott, Parker, Preston Williams, Byron Jones, Xavier Howard, Greg Little, and Adam Shaheen are your inactives. How about that? These players, listen, have quit on Flores. Yes, okay. Of course they have. Remember that board game operation? That's the mascot for the wide receivers room. John Russell says, good afternoon here in the UK. London looks awash with aqua and orange. Let's go, Fins. Fins up. All right, John Russell. I like it, my brother. Appreciate it. Brian Berrio says, contain me. William D. Jacksonville says, I've been over X 2 years ago. I'm over X myself. I got no problem getting rid of X before this trading deadline or in the offseason. Move him already. I'm tired of X. I'm tired of all his antics. I'm tired of his inconsistencies. I'm tired of him saying one thing and doing another. And yes, NorCal, I did say that Reed Sinnott is inactive. So they must feel that Jacoby must be healthy enough that he'll be able to play and tough it out if they need it. David Iglesias says, trade Tua, fire Flores, and Greer problem solved. I'm glad Noah gets a chance and play, but at the same time, I'm nervous about it. And now I can see why the Jaguars think this game is highly winnable with a lot of guys out. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, even if they, I'm sorry, I must have missed it. Was X playing like he was shutting people down? X has been playing like crap. He's been getting burned by everybody all throughout the first month. Byron Jones hasn't played well either. Now, I'm not saying that the guys that are going to fill in for him are better than those guys. I'm just saying that your current starters suck. They haven't played well. So I'm glad that some of these other guys are going to get some playing time. And look, when the hell is Noah Igbinoghami going to grow up? When is he going to play? When is he going to figure it out? He ain't going to do it practicing. He ain't going to do it in the classroom. He's got to get out on the field and make his mistakes and figure this stuff out if he's ever going to figure it out. If he doesn't, then we'll know. But we're never going to know if he can't if he doesn't play. And I don't trust these guys right now. I'm talking about the coaching staff. They've been very inconsistent. They have shown me that they don't have a good feel for the team right now. And that's including Flores, a characteristic that I'm not used to from Flores. The first 2 years, I was amazed at how he pressed the right buttons more often than not. You're not going to do it all the time. You're not going to be perfect, but damn, he was pretty close to it. Now, he's as imperfect as it gets. Flo has made so many bad calls this year. It's the laundry list is a joke. If Miami don't start winning games, they will be on the hot seat. Of course. Well, Christopher, thank you for that obvious point there. Did you know that if the sun comes up, it must be daylight? Yeah. I'm told that, Sean. I'm told that when the sun comes up, it's daylight. Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that's might be breaking news to some. Howard is going to end up like Rashad Jones. Cut.
I'm tired of Parker, X, and Williams. They spend more time on the IR than in the field. Would you be okay having McKenzie take over for the GM position? I think he was good with the Raiders. I think he was terrific with the Raiders. But I'm not sure about the front office. So let me ask you something. How do you know some of these picks weren't McKenzie's? Or Marvin Allen? Or Chris Greer? Or Flo? My point is, they're all in the same boat. They're all in the same boat. You know how that's a hypocritical statement? Okay, we have people that are blaming Chris Greer for the shit that went on 5 and 10 years ago because he was in the background. So now that McKenzie's in the background and they're not having success, you want a guy that is not having success with everybody else. It's like fans come up with this stuff. It's just amazing. We got tons of people that are like, well, no, I blame Chris Greer because he was there 10 years ago and 15 years ago. So he was there the whole time, even though he made no decisions, nothing whatsoever. So now that they're not succeeding, you're blaming everything on Chris Greer, but not on the other guys that are with Chris Greer. But yet you'll blame Chris Greer when he was with the other guys, when he had nothing to do with it. And it's classic. It's just absolutely classic. I love it. Laz Coutinho says, X has been a disappointment. They can't throw any more money that at him. I question his character and commitment to the team as well. That's a badass hat, by the way. Yes, it is. Thank you, sir. Thank you. It is a badass hat. It is an absolutely badass hat. That's why I had to have it. They have it at Caneswear. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. You can order it online at caneswear.com. Tell them that we sent you, by the way. Make sure you mention it on the email. Make sure you mention it somewhere. When you go in person, mention our show. It is very important. What coffee y'all drinking this morning? Cuban coffee. Legal cocaine. Preston Farmer says, still not daylight on the West Coast. There's breaking news. The sun has not shown up yet on the West Coast. I don't know if it will. Rumor has it might take the day off. I don't know. Rumor has it. Positive vibes, Big O, today. We actually get it done. 18-10 Dolphins. I'm with you, Will. I think they get it done. I really do. I feel good about the team today. I think they're going to figure it out and they're going to play well. Not that this means the playoffs or anything like that, but I think they'll do enough to win here. Luis Negron says, Café Pilón. En mi casa se toma Bustelo. Charlie from the Bronx here. I think the time away will help Tua. He saw the offense from the side. I think it was a good thing. Well, Charles, we're going to find out, aren't we? We're going to find out. But I like Tua to play well today. I do. Dolphins will win a close, low-scoring game, 19-17, last-minute field goal. Dean G, I would take that in a heartbeat. Yes, Derek, Byron Jones is inactive. Yes, he is. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Let's see. Humberto Herrera says, good morning, O Coño. White top today. You're out of uniform. Why am I out of uniform? What's wrong with my uniform? What's wrong with my hat, bro? What are you talking about out of uniform? I got a Tua jersey on and a killer black and white Dolphin hat. I think I am styling. Michael Pulisic says, has anybody seen Hunter Long? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's, I don't know, relaxing somewhere. Now, listen, in the end, they don't even use Gesicki. They don't even use Gesicki enough. What are we worried about Hunter Long? Well, although the anti-vaxxer is injured today, Adam Shaheen. So, you know, Shaheen's out. Maybe Hunter Long gets a little playing time. Crack in a cup. That's right. That's what Cuban coffee is. Crack in a cup. You damn straight. Big O, how come there's never been an offensive line coach show? It's always the Don Shula Flores show, etc. LOL. Can you imagine the riveting talk of offensive line? No, wait a minute. Can you imagine the riveting talk of Dolphins offensive line in the last 20 years? That would be awesome. That would be like a, what do we call it? The train wreck show? Because that's kind of what it's been for 20 years, unfortunately. I wish I was drinking some cold ale in London right now. They have it cold in London? Usually, isn't it just room temperature and they don't allow you to drink it, you know, cold? I'm joking. Relax. You're Cuban and I'm Boricua, but we both are Doll fans from Hialeah. That's right, Lewis. Doll fan through and through, baby, till the day I die. If we traded Parker, he would get hurt on the way to his new team, nullifying the deal. Just drop the bum. I think they will at the end of the year. I mean, you got to look at some point, you've got to learn your lesson and you've got to stop dealing with injury prone players. And you know what, Adam Shaheen, you got some talent. You can help out, but dude, you're not reliable. You're out of here. Devontae, you got some talent. You can help out. Maybe you're never going to be what we thought you're going to be, but you're not reliable. Out of here. Preston Williams, you're not reliable. Get the hell out of here. Will Fuller, you're not reliable. Get the hell out of here. That's why they kept 87 receivers, because 83 of them are going to be injured every week. And we were wondering, wow, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm excited to see Kirk Merritt today. I like what I saw from that kid. Last year, obviously, he was a rookie. You didn't see much from him. But this year in the offseason, the kid looked good, man. Looked good in training camp. Looked good in the preseason. I thought he should have been on the active roster over Albert Wilson. And guess what? I was right and Flo was wrong. Again. I'm really frustrated with Flo and a lot of the roster decisions that he has made this year. A lot of the coaching decisions he's made this year. I'm not impressed with his coaching staff. I'm not impressed with his coaching structure. There's a lot of things that he has screwed up left and right this year. And Kirk Merritt is a guy that showed me a hell of a lot more than everybody else, pretty much, on that damn wide receiving core. A lot of us Dolph fans, when we were watching Kirk Merritt, we were like, hey, man, this kid's showing us something. And he ends up on the practice squad. You know what I'm glad? Here's where I'm grateful. Nobody stole his ass from the practice squad. And I know some people might say, well, oh, maybe that means he can't play. Well, that's fine. But I'd like to at least find out that he can't play. I'd like to find out if he can stay healthy, better than Preston Williams, better than Devontae Parker, better than Will Fuller. So if he can stay healthy, if he can make plays, I saw size, I saw hands, I saw good speed, a guy that can actually get behind the defense. I like what I saw from Kirk Merritt, man. I'm excited that he's active. Now the question is, will you use him? That's the question. That's what I'm worried about. Let's see. What were you going to say?
No, I've got some news from around the NFL real quick. Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he had multiple positive COVID tests. He'll be out today against the Browns. Earliest he can return is Tuesday.
All right. So Cliff is out, but he's got a hell of a house that he can hang out in. You guys remember during the pandemic and all that he was in his house? That crib was like, If I lived in that crib, I would never leave that crib. Why would I want to leave a crib like that? Maybe go to a concert and then come back. That's about it. That's about it. I'll watch all my sports there, and that's it. And order everything in and not worry about it all. And that's it, baby. Big O, I can help out on the O-line. I'm 6'5", 325, LOL. Let's do it, Will. Will the thrill on the line. Before the season, I said, get rid of Grant, keep Merritt. Well, here we are. Well, Zappa, you are correct, sir. And Flo is wrong. Flo is too damn conservative. If it's fourth and one, go for the damn first down. Well, that's not true, Christopher. First 2 years, he actually took a lot of chances. I like the fact that he actually took chances. This year, you're right. It's been a lot of stuff that's gone on that has sucked. I mean, the amoeba. Where the hell is that amoeba defense? I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother. Won't take no crap off nobody. You go, Big O. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate you, man. Very kind. I'm still psyched about Waddle. I bet he shows out today. Hey, Waddle's problem is they're not using him right. That's all it is. Waddle isn't the problem. Nobody's going to tell me that Jalen Waddle's a problem. They know how to use him in Alabama. But then again, they've got a better offensive coordinator than Miami does. Nick Saban gets better assistant coaches at the college level for the NFL than Flo does for the NFL. That's the difference. So, David says, Big O, Flo got to go. I'm not ready yet for that, man. I'm not ready yet for that. I got to see the rest of the season play out. This is a man that's been able to bounce back in the past and figure stuff out. I have to give him that opportunity again to do that. And I love what I saw from Flo the first 2 years. I'm not ready to give up on somebody because he's had a shitty 5 weeks. Because he didn't do things the right way here. We're all human beings. We're not perfect. And look, in the end, every time something doesn't go right, we want to fire everybody. And that's what you end up doing. But you've gotten nowhere. You've gotten nowhere bringing in new coaches. You've gotten nowhere bringing in new front office personnel. You've gotten nowhere, period, for 20 years doing the same thing. And what these guys were doing the first 2 years was just fine. It was headed in the right direction. It's these 5 weeks, and I have a hard time, as bad as it's been, I still have a hard time saying, okay, I'm ready to give up on everybody after I like what they did for 2 years, and I hate what they've done for 5 weeks. So I want to see what they do for the next 12. And if it's you know, drastic improvement, and players start improving, and the team starts to play well, then I'm going to say, all right, and let's go. Fix the issues and get it done for next year. But I'm not ready to give up on everybody because there are no answers out there. There's nobody out there that you can guarantee me that you can hire and for sure is going to turn your team around and you're going to be a winner. You know, like somebody told me, because every time I tell a fan, well, okay, so you're going to fire Flo, who are you bringing in? You're going to fire Greer, who are you bringing in? And some people will tell me, well, I'll bring Brian Daboll in. Okay, he's done a really good job with developing the quarterback. Are you sure he's a head coach yet? You don't know. He's never been one, right? I'll bring in Louis Riddick to be my GM. Okay, great soundbite. No sound. Looks like he knows his stuff. Good looking dude. He's never done it. How do you know he's going to be successful? 2 years from now, you're not happy with Louis Riddick's draft and you want to get rid of him. And like I explained on the show this week, think about this. Cam Cameron, did he go anywhere and do anything? No, he never became another NFL head coach and succeeded, right? Adam Gase, did he succeed anywhere else as a head coach? No. Wanstead, did he go to another NFL team to become a good head coach? No. Went to Pittsburgh and did And that was Pittsburgh University. I know Tony Sperano passed away, obviously. But after he was let go, it wasn't like he went to another, you know, head coaching job. Joe Philbin. Joe Philbin take off to another job and become a head coach and succeed anywhere. You see my point? So all these coaches, none of them succeeded, right? Now, Dennis Hickey actually had two decent drafts. And yet everybody wanted him fired and they got rid of him, all that. He is the, what's it called? National scout for the Bills. So he's with a team that is succeeding now. And if he's the national scout, not even a regional scout, he's a national scout. So he's above those guys. They must trust his opinion. So the college director of scouting must feel pretty good about having Dennis Hickey as one of his right-hand men, right? Then here's Rick Spielman, who left the Dolphins after he got fired and got a personnel job with Minnesota, worked his way up to becoming the general manager, and has done a good job in Minnesota. Better than he ever did in Miami. They've gone to the playoffs a bunch of times. Now they haven't solved the quarterback position, but he's built pretty good offenses and defenses. Jeff Ireland. Jeff Ireland is considered one of the keys to the Saints' success over the last few years, and especially in the draft, because he's been the main guy. He is the college director of scouting. It's GM, college director of scouting, and pro personnel director. Those are the two people under the general manager. And Jeff Ireland is credited with a lot of the picks that they've hit the last couple of years. They give him the credit. So we've had personnel guys, a lot of them leave and actually succeed in personnel. The coaches have not. How weird is that? Not one coach has ever been accepted again in his position that he was with the Dolphins. Yet the personnel guys we had here have been accepted and they're all succeeding with other people. The only guy that isn't is Randy Mueller. And I think he's retired. Oh, yeah, and Tannenbaum. That's right. And Tannenbaum. So this whole thing about firing everybody, it doesn't always work. It hasn't worked out for the Dolphins at all. It's not like they find the next great general manager and the next great head coach every time they fire. In fact, they have fired competent personnel people, but they were all newbies in their jobs learning. And we didn't allow any of them to grow. On the coaching side, that's a whole different ballgame. This is why I mentioned to Joe Shad, here's Charles Harris, who was terrible here, and he's got 4 sacks in 5 games for Detroit playing linebacker. And I look at Flo and I say, well, dude, you had Jerome Baker balling last year, going after the quarterback, picked up like 7 sacks last year. Where is he? Where is Andrew Van Ginkle? You chose not to bring back Kyle Van Noy because you thought other guys. So did Kyle Van Noy, having him on the field, help Van Ginkle? Or did you think Van Ginkle could take over for Kyle Van Noy? And it looked like it, but it didn't happen. So what's going on? Because we got veteran players that aren't playing well. We got young players that aren't playing well. So is it really the personnel department or is it really the coaching? Because if you look at the history of the Dolphins over the last 20 years, I'm starting to think that personnel wasn't necessarily an issue overall. I'm starting to think that coaching was more of the issue the last 20 years than personnel. It's the coach that didn't want Eric Flowers, not the general manager. And he goes to start for Washington, and he's playing better than any of the linemen you have now. And I'm not even the biggest Eric Flowers believer. But the fact is, he is playing better than all these guys right now. But it's the coach that let him go. That's not a call by the general manager. The coach is the one that says, no, I'll let him go. Our young guys can step in. General manager doesn't do that. Plus, the general manager doesn't want to take the cap hit. That's bad for him. But that's Flo. I think what Chris Greer, the mistake that Chris Greer has made, I would say, is he's given Flo too much power. So if you really look at it, we could argue that personnel has been the lesser issue for this team for many years now. The bigger issue has been you haven't put the right coaches in place to prepare players, to put them in positions to be successful, all of those kind of things. That's been the bigger problem. All right, hour number one is done. Hour number two is coming up. We are a half hour away from opening up the doors here at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. Delicious breakfast. We get you ready for the 9:30 start between the Dolphins and the Jags. Come on out to Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. If you're nearby, man, you're in the Southern Broward area, the Northern Dade area. Come on, man, you're minutes away from us. I-95, I-75, Palmetto, all roads lead right here to the Palmetto and 154th. It's easy to get to, so come on out and join us. We'll be out here throughout the morning and into the early part of the afternoon because we will have the post-game show for you. Sean and I will have Flo and the players. We'll get the reaction from Omar Kelly. We'll get the reaction from Alan Pupar in postgame. We got all kinds of coverage for you, plus an absolutely delicious breakfast starting off at 9 a.m. So come on down to Sports Grill in Miami Lakes. We take a break. Hour number two is next.